welcome to episode 42 of a Thai Football Podcast with me, Dale Farrington, here in the studio, and him, Rob Bernard, out and about somewhere. He's on his travels again, so let's see where he is and what his excuse is this week. Hello there, Rob.
Yeah, hello, Dale. I'm very sorry I'm not in the studio yet again, absent without leave. Done a lot of travelling this last week. Flight down from Chiang Mai to Bangkok, then going to the match, then an 8.5 hour journey with a stop off seeing my mate Steve, who's relocated in Nang Rong. And then today, the bureaucracy of sorting a visa out, but all good. I'm very privileged to say that I'll be staying here for another year, and it is a privilege in this amazing, beautiful country.
Well, I am pleased to hear you've sorted your visa out, Rob, and in all honesty, I'd rather be here in a freezing cold Lake District where it's been pouring down non-stop, seemingly, than sitting in an immigration office in the back end of nowhere. So don't envy you that, but I'm glad you've got it all sorted. Anyway, on with this week's podcast. We're going to start by rewinding to the middle of last week when Ratbury played Bangkok United and our old friend Reza was watching and he sent in this report.
Tied to the podcast. Match report.
Assalamualaikum, sawadikap, good evening from Dragon Solar Park in Ratchaburi. Today is Thai League match day 23 between Ratchaburi and Bangkok United. The match has ended for the visitor with the score 2-1. Ratchaburi come out attacking in the first half. They able to score early in the inside of the 10 minute, and they almost got another goal with Korawit already alone in front of the goal, but the keeper Patiwat makes a brilliant save with his fingertips, and Ratchaburi got a penalty, but the VAR again overruled the decision. In the second half, Bangkok United looked stronger, attacking, and they got an equalizer. Both team playing offensively until Bangkok United able to break the deadlock and score the winner 2-1. Well, this match is very hard to accept because it's the first loss in the second leg after a good run. Next match away to Chonburi, don't know what to expect. Hopefully the team can come back from this defeat. Keep going, Dragons. We keep on cheering. Come on, you Dragons.
Thanks, Risa. Now, we're going to stick with Ratbury and the match that Reza mentioned towards the end of his report there, the game against Chonburi. He said he didn't know what to expect. Well, now we all know what happened on that fateful Sunday. So we've got two reports coming up, one from Tim and Claire, and then we get the opposition version from Agam, one of our more recent contributors. So here they go, two match reports, Chonburi 0, Ratbury 1.
Tied to the podcast. Match reports.
Yeah, Chonburi 0, Ratchaburi 1. It's been coming, to be honest. They're pushing quite hard from start to finish, attacking, shutting us down. Their number 18 strike had a really good chance on 4 minutes. The ball was knocked into him from the left hand side. Oh, and the goal is through! Chonburi on the attack. The 0-1 down. Oh, Amadou laid it back beautifully. Great shot, good save. Ball came through to the midfielder, put it in, kept it low. Easy save for the keeper. 1-0. Still just saying they had an 8-18 miss, but an absolute sitter open goal. But 5 minutes. Tried to side-foot it, but he didn't hit the ball. He just got caught in the pitch. It was just really embarrassing all the way round. I would say Ratchaburi, other than that, worth the 1-0 up at the moment. Not a great start from Chonburi. Has to be noted, we've got a famed 19 playing in the middle of the pitch. So we'll have 100% pass rate. Every single one of them will be square or backwards. 30 minutes in, Chonburi have had another chance. Really should have scored again. Chonburi are struggling this game. We are second to every single ball. Yeah, we look like right, 19's coming a big hole. Hauled off unceremoniously on 34 minutes. It's just woeful. It's just way off the pace. Four's coming on. 21 looks like it's coming on. Maybe we've got a third substitute coming. It's a pretty awful. We're pretty awful at the back. I mean, maybe our left full back is okay. The other three just absolutely hapless. But no defensive midfield going on at the moment. Up front, yeah, we're creating chances. It's not looking too bad. Claire, what do you think of it?
I wasn't really thinking about it, to be honest. I feel like Chambury have been a bit unlucky at times. They've tried hard. I'm not paying too much attention, Dale. I'm busy crocheting a blanket for my sister.
Since the three subs have come on, it's been really one-way traffic. All Chambury with its movement, bit of purpose. Midfield is looking quite strong. 88 has looked absolutely superb. 4 is really looking for the ball all the time. 64 is not, you know, good movement. So the three players that have come on all want the ball. And it's much better than what we had before. We get a lot of free kicks. This Ratchaburi team are very physical, lots of niggly little, small little tackles. And it's a little bit irksome, really, to be honest. But I mean, that's the way they play. They're a good solid unit, 1-0 up, probably worth their lead in this half. Yeah, we're 60 minutes in, just about 60 minutes. Second half, all Chambray. Chambray has attacked. To be honest, not really had any clear-cut chances. All the chances I've had of the ball have been sort of hoofed into the area and someone sort of tried to head the ball. So there's nothing clear and cut. A couple of yellow cards for Ratchaburi, as you would expect. Yeah, we've got a couple of subs coming on now. Chambray 0, Ratchaburi 1. Looks like it's going to probably end this way, to be honest. I mean, I would take a draw at the moment. I think it would be pretty good for Chambray. Not so good. 70 minutes in. It must be really frustrating to support Ratchaburi. They really don't offer anything of any excitement whatsoever. It's a bit, I suppose, like supporting a Leeds United from the 1970s. Every single time they go down, every single time they're fouling our players, you know, like niggly off the ball. So it really is sort of anti-football. Okay, it's got them out of trouble, but it'll never get beyond that. It's not exciting to watch. It is really, 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 really dull. One of the players has just gone down, Polak gets up and then just runs, sprints back with the referee. Anyway, 17 minutes in, Chambray 0, Ratchaburi 1. Ratchaburi not looking likely to extend their lead, but they're a busy team. Chambray really disorganised, really, to be honest there. 88 minutes in, Chambray have just had the best chance of the game. Lira got free on the right hand side, beat the keeper. Ball just went left to the far left post. I mean, really good chance. Crowd are up for us at the moment, but we've got a minute left. I mean, this is a poor start for Chambray, I think. I think this is where we've got, I mean, you know, if we'd have died with the team we've got on the pitch now, we wouldn't be behind. I think that's all you can say, isn't it, really? Poor management.
Tied to the podcast. Match reports.
Assalamualaikum. Good evening. This is the end of the game for Thai League Match Day 24th between Chonburi FC and Ratchaburi FC. The match has ended 1-0 for Ratchaburi. Unfortunately, this match I unable to come to the stadium to watch the game, but I'm watching from Koh Samui in southern of Thailand, and it was a very intense match. Ratchaburi start very well. They had the score early in the game. Again, they are able actually to gain the lead, but the same person as previous match, the young striker Korawitasa cannot make a score. In the second half, both team playing attacking. Of course, Chonburi wants to have the goal for Nicolaiser, but Ratchaburi did well to keep it up, and they also had their chances. And this game also attended by the national team of coach of Thailand, Masatada Ishii. Of course, he can see how the goalkeeper Kampon make plenty of saves, and Jonathan, the defender, doing very well. And for an additional players, maybe he could pick one of the two left backs, Ketisak and James Sanchai, who always perform very well in this season, and the young striker Korawitasa could be on his list. Well, there it is. Always difficult to play in Chonburi, but the result goes our way, and can't wait for the next big matches to come. Come on, you Dragons!
Sounds like the Chonburi against Ratchaburi game was decent. Quite surprised with that one. I fancied Chonburi to get at least a point. Maybe saving themselves for the Cup quarter-final on Wednesday. Tim, as ever, very entertaining, great stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Agam, Tim and Claire. I'm sure Tim's Ratchaburi anti-football comments will get some reaction in certain quarters. It'll be interesting to see what people have to say about that. But moving on quickly from that game, I don't want to dwell on it. It's another defeat. We are just above the relegation zone, but it's still not looking good. Stand by what I said a couple of weeks ago. I think we're in real trouble. Anyway, let's put all that to one side and move on.
Hi, my name is Fran, and I'm listening to a Thai football podcast. Everything you ever wanted to know about Thai football and so much more.
Next, we have Kevin, and Kevin is going to share his views on Mung Tong United. He gives us a quick overview of the recent win against Tratt, some parking advice for people travelling up to the Thunderdome, and then he kind of gets a little bit sidetracked by dissecting Mung Tong's season and looking a little bit closely at one or two of the players. Anyway, this is Kevin, so see what you think, and I'm going to let Rob come in at the end and comment on this, because I know Rob's got some very strong views. But before that, hello, Kevin.
Hello, Dale. Thank you so much for having me back on the podcast. This is my match report for Mung Tong United versus Tratt FC. But before I get into my match report, I would like to tell the people who are listening to this podcast right now, if ever you want to go and watch a game in Mung Tong, and if there's a motor show going on, please do not drive your car there, because you'll be stuck in traffic for half an hour or 40 minutes, and finding parking is really, really hard when there's motor show, because the usual parking spot during game day is closed, so you gotta find your own parking spot. That in itself, with the traffic, is a huge hassle. So if you wanna go and watch a game at Mung Tong, please do not drive your car when there's a motor show. Just take one of those public transports. I've never had this problem before. This is my first time going to a Mung Tong game during a motor show. I would not recommend you to drive when there's a motor show. Someone has to count how many times I said motor show in that segment. But anyways, this is my match report. So Mung Tong wins the game 2-0 at home, keeps a clean sheet. Their form right now is so good. They've been winning the last 7 games out of their 8. They've had a draw as well in that, so they've been undefeated in their last 8 games. But don't let the results fool you. The game today was a total snooze fest. I wanted to sleep so bad. Even though I woke up at like 2 p.m. today, I wanted to sleep so bad. Both the goals came from William Pop. One of them was a penalty, and the other one was a beautiful free kick assist from Tristong Do. But once again, don't get fooled. It was a boring game. Just look at the stats. Tratt FC had 51% of the possession compared to 49% for Mung Tong. And Tratt FC is fighting for relegation. They're in like 15th position right now. And they're most likely going to get relegated. How the hell Mung Tong can allow Tratt to go toe-to-toe with them? If Tratt FC had like, you know, better finishes today, or if their finishing was more clinical than what they displayed today, it would have been a totally different story. We would be talking about a draw or even a loss today, maybe. You know, the first 60 minutes before Charansak and Poramet got substituted to replace Wong Sakon and I believe Omari, Tratt FC were the better side, I would say. The ball possession was always like 50-50, but when you talk about the chances they were creating, the crosses they were, you know, putting in the box, the amount of corners that Tratt FC got, yes, they were on the more dominant side compared to where Mung Tong was. Just the scoreline favored Mung Tong at that point, because Mung Tong were leading 1-0 because of a lucky penalty that Willian Pop got. Mueang Thong has been playing a really, really boring brand of football right now, and I think it's mostly down to the coaching staff. But once again, you know, there's no point of changing the coaching staff right now. The season is almost over, and the results are going in their favor for now. So the form is really good, the confidence is there. Thanawat has been playing amazing football. We didn't get to see Kakana today, but I would love to see Kakana play again with Thanawat, because the game against Uthai, we got to see a glimpse of that and what this partnership could bring. So I'm really excited for the future of this midfield, especially having Thanawat in that midfield. The future is looking good. But yeah, talking about the coaching staff, like, look, the brand of football is really boring right now. But there's no point of changing the coaching team because the season is almost over. Yes, they've been having a good form of result in the past 8, 9, 10 games. They've been winning most of them. But the football is really, really boring. So I really hope next season we see someone who can bring that entertaining brand of football back to Mueang Thong United. But anyways, I still hope we go and do something in the cup. I hope we go and win it, to be honest. But yeah, that was pretty much my analysis on the game today. But I would like to talk a little bit about, you know, the individual players from Mueang Thong. Let me start off with Jeran Suk and Poramit. The gap that, you know, is between Wong Sakon and Jeran Suk is so huge, and it's so clearly visible, because when Jeran Suk came into the game, Mueang Thong started creating so many more chances. That boring game of football actually started being a little bit more entertaining towards the dying end minutes of the game. And the second goal also came during that time. So the impact that these two players have is so big, and they're so young as well. I really hope Mueang Thong builds the team around these two and the midfield of Kakana and Thanawat, because I think next season could be really promising depending on the signings Mueang Thong makes. These kids have a bright future ahead of them as well. Both of them play for the national team, and I think Jeran Suk is going to be a regular, especially having Ishii as the head coach. So yeah, big up to them. They've been really, really impressive this season. Hats off to them. But I would like to complain a little bit about another player, and his name is Willian Pop. Yes, I know he scored 2 goals today. He was the man of the match as well today. But if you watch the game, your eyes will not lie to you. He's one of the most frustrating players to watch in Thai League. Or at least, you know, in Mueang Thong United. I've seen him this entire season, and he has been this selfish player. He would refuse to make that simple pass. He would not create chances. When Mueang Thong are on the counter attack, when he can launch the ball through for some other player, he does not do that. Rather, he would go and dribble past 2 or 3 players on his own, and 99.9% of the time he fails at that as well. It brings out a lot of frustration from the fans. I've watched him in the stadium, I've watched him through the TV as well, and let me tell you, when I'm in the stadium and when he does that stupid things of his, and you know, when there's like a simple pass available, especially in the final third of the game, and he does not do that, you can sense the frustration from the fans in the stadium. Some of them even get vocal about it. Some of them, in, you know, would say some, you know, would just throw some abusive words at him. This guy has been really frustrating to watch this season. Yes, he's the highest goal scorer for Mueang Thong, but hey, you could bring in someone else and he could score goals. You could bring in someone else who could, you know, provide good service for the other players, and they could score more goals. Today's game was an example of the frustration that Willian Pop brings to this squad. There were a few chances where he could just put a simple pass, or he could have just squared the ball and there could have been a tap-in goal. He would just not do it. There have been so many times he's trying to dribble past 2 players or 3 players. All the opposition has to do is just stand still, because they know Willian Pop is not going to pass through them. It's not like he's Neymar or something, you know? So it's a really controversial take on my point. I'm sure he's a very nice person, but I would not want to see him in Mueang Thong United next season. Yep, that's it. I would not want to see Willian Pop and this coaching staff in Mueang Thong United ever again, because the football is boring and Willian Pop is really, really frustrating. Anyways, that's pretty much for my report. Thank you so much for having me back, and I hope to be back really, really soon.
Well, Kevin, I'm a bit sort of confused with your report. I understand that every fan wants to see the team play brilliant football, but at the start of the report, you say they're on a tremendous run. Well, they got rid of Mario, didn't they? Because, you know, the results weren't great, but the entertainment was high, so it's very difficult to judge what fans really want. To be honest, I think they're building something good at Mueang Thong. You know, they brought experience in, they stopped leaking goals. It might be dull, and as for Pop, I'd have him in my team every every day. But it's all about opinions, this football, as you say. And, yeah, I totally agree. Don't go to a match at the Thunderdome whenever there's a motor festival on. I made that mistake once with my mate Steve when we headed from Secumvi. It took forever. Got there well after kick-off for a midweek game against Glass.
Oh, Rob, you and your travel wars. Shall we have a few more of them? Let's listen to your report from this week's top-of-the-table clash, second against third, Bangkok United against Port. And you had quite a bit of difficulty getting to this game as well, didn't you? Maybe you should buy yourself a car, mate. Or a helicopter.
Rob's Roving Report.
Yes, Dale. This week's Roving Report. I'm back down from Chiang Mai after a fantastic week of cricket. And tonight's big clash in the league. Second place Bangkok United up against third place Port here at Thammasat Stadium. I do hope that the game lives up to expectations because the journey has been an utter nightmare. Just short of 3 hours for a 22-mile journey when half of it took half an hour by SkyTrain. You know, crazy. I do feel for Bangkok United fans, but there's no wonder nobody comes. It's just such hard work. Anyway, looking forward to the game. Two good sides. Here's my early prediction. 3-1 Bangkok United. So, Thammasat Stadium tonight. And it is a fantastic arena. It's just built in the wrong place completely. Chaos to get here. And those who live around here are more likely to be supporting BG anyway. Anyway, enough of that. I got here by SkyTrain from Bimbury. And then the 510 bus. As it eventually fought its way through the traffic. Admission into the stadium is 100 baht in this stand, the east stand. The far side west stand is 150 baht. And the away end is 200 for the worst view. There's no way I'm paying that to sit down there. I've come to watch football, not just to show what support. So, you get all your drinks and food outside. There's no beer here at the stadium because it's on university property. Not that it bothers me anyway today. I'm about full after the week up in Chiang Mai and Pai. And the ticket sales at the booths. Slower than 7-Eleven, shambolic, and one stall selling drinks. And this is another problem why we lament low crowds. This week in Thailand's been over 40 degrees regularly. I am sweltering, and I'm reasonably fit and do a lot of walking. I've only walked 10 minutes from the bus stop and I am dripping. A lot of people just say no. But why are we kicking off at 6 o'clock with a blazing sun? Madness. Madness, madness, madness. Hope they come to some solution soon. Anyway, looking forward to tonight's game for all that. And it'll be certainly easier to get home once the traffic's died down. Well, we're only in the first minute, Dale, and a brilliant flowing move from Bangkok United from their own half. Ball put into the area low when the decisive pass was made round the back of the defence. But somehow a Portman got there to clear it out for a corner. Fantastic football. Well, 12 minutes gone, Dale. First 10 minutes or so dominated by Bangkok United. But Port are slowly getting into it. Header there from Tardelli pushed over the bar. Still 0-0. To the horse, great cross to the back post, totally unmarked. Mahmoudi, he doesn't need a second opportunity, headed it back across goal to where it came from. Great header into the corner, 1-0, 17 minutes. Well, the team stopped for drinks after 27 minutes for water, and I'm not surprised, it is sweltering still. Slight breeze circulating around the stadium, thank goodness, but nothing dramatic. This could end up being really pivotal in the chase for the title. Right, Bangkok United, off at your peril. I am very impressed. Port are not good at all tonight. They had a shot, to be fair, that went close. Patiwat put in a dive. He was obviously worried. but they're in total control. Could end up any score. Depends how tired the players get, but of course they've got next week off. I'm not sure I'll ever get the hang of this football like this. 35th minute, it's 1-1. Cross came over from the left. Felipe Rose headed it down past Patty Watt into the net. Pope fans celebrating. Not a great number of them this evening. Probably 300 at a stretch, but they seem very happy away to my left. 1-1. Unbelievable, Dale. A minute later, after the equaliser, Porter broke again down the left. A Bangkok United defence going missing. A low cross from Tardelli. Felipe, one touch, then bent it into the top corner. Past Patty Watt. It's 2-1 to the visitors. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Well, the half-time whistle's gone here at Tamasat. The sides go down the tunnel. Port 2-1 up. Bangkok United went ahead and were in total control of this game. I thought it was going to be a matter of how many they would win by, but Port found a second gear, maybe recovering from the awful journey to get here. Awful journey. And they scored twice in a minute through Felipe. Couple of half chances for Bangkok towards the harsh conclusion, but the side struck down the tunnel, 2-1 to Port. Sampom raced to the edge of the box, wide towards the wing, and he slid, collected the ball. It looked for all money to me as he slid with the ball on his hand outside the area. The ref gave nothing. Bangkok United are pressing for their leveller, but I tell you what, they do look open at the back. Still 2-1 to Port. Well, I said they were open at the back, Bangkok United, and they nearly conceded here on the hour mark. Through ball, Patty Watt came out, headed it straight to another player. The ball launched towards goal. Berkeley then lost it. Tardelli shot across goal, but over the top from the angle. Still 2-1 to the visitors. 63 minutes, Dale, it's 2-2, and it's in a great game of football. Something that all neutrals would really enjoy. End to end, some top class stuff. The cross came over from the left for United. A downward header, a world class save by Sampon. But there was Drady to head home into the empty net, and there they go again. This could end up any score. What a game of football. Well, it's about 5 minutes of normal time, Dale. And both teams pressing, but they're absolutely out on the legs. It's so hot. Both teams must be exhausted. Van der Luijs drew a great save out of Sampon in the port net. I won't be shocked if there's a late winner because of the tiredness that could see mistakes creeping. But I think 2-2's about right. 5 minutes to go. And that is that, Dale. 2-2. 7 minutes stoppage time in the second half. Neither side could forge a winner. The winners tonight, Buriram United. Perfect result for them as both sides draw. Fantastic spectacle, great game of football. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The crowd, I would estimate, probably about 6,000. We'll have to wait and see officially. So full time here at Tamasat, Bangkok United 2, Port 2. Yeah, a long ride down on the plane on Sunday morning for me, Dale, to go to the game at Tamasat, and as I described, a long old journey from Minbury afterwards. But what a pleasure to meet up with Matt Jenkins. What a gentleman he is. Lovely to catch up. And the beauty of social media, I got a message on Twitter saying, is that you in an England shirt? And we managed to hook up at half time, have a photo and a chat. And I was quite impressed with Bangkok United. I won't rule them out quite yet. I do think it's Buriram's, but I've said that for many a month. But Bangkok United really did impress me. As for Port, when they're good, they're brilliant. When they're bad, they're awful. One of those sides that would be very difficult to put any money on in a bet. But in the meantime, I hope everything's all right with everybody out there. There's no football this weekend. Enjoy Songkran if you're in Thailand. And I'll be watching some FA Cup games and the one League Cup game, hopefully, this midweek. So it may be go through those next week.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, I'm sure the cup games will get a mention on next week's podcast. So that's pretty much it for this week. Bit of a different episode, more by accident than design. We were supposed to be together in the studio, but my work and Rob's trip to immigration put paid to all that. But we hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks to everyone who's contributed, and we'll see you all next week.